Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to Mailbag Monday. Angel and I take time and answer questions you sent in, and there's a lot of them. So we say we jump in today, sure.
Hey, Joe, I'm 35 and my husband is 47. We recently got married and my family is having a hard time with his age. I love him, but I don't want to keep putting him in a hostile or uncomfortable situation just because of his age, which is something he can't change. Any advice?
Yeah, don't pay attention to anybody. What's our age difference? We're 12 years age difference with us. And so I don't care what people think. You know, this is my testimony. I got married for the second time when I was 67 years old. And I had people say, "You getting married?" I said, "Yeah." "Why?" I said, "Well, because my wife had been gone for several years." I said, "Well, I think I'd like to wake up next to somebody. I kind of missed that." I think I can sit across the breakfast table and have a conversation with somebody. I miss that. I think I'd like to get in a fight with somebody and make up. I really miss that a lot. I said, I like being married. God said it's not good for men to be alone. So I found myself a spouse. And we're as different as daylight and dark. We don't hardly agree on anything, but we do love one another. And we serve one another. And we love being married. But we didn't change us. We didn't change our life. We just got married. And so I don't think age means anything. Doesn't mean anything. It's just, are you in love? Yeah. Then pucker up, people.
I think there's some kind of old taboo when the woman is older, but I think it's ridiculous. But it doesn't bother you guys. I wouldn't worry about it one bit.
Yeah, you can't spend your life worried about what other people are thinking. You cannot change what they think. You just got to live your life.
And you know if it's right or wrong. So yeah. If you know it's right, then don't worry about it. One of my friends is convinced God told him he was going to marry a girl. But the girl said that God told her that dating him would be a detriment to her spiritual growth. He's dealing with a lot of confusion, rejection, and feeling like now God doesn't think he's good enough for her. Ooh, he's now going to church more in hopes that this can change her mind. I'm not really sure how to help, but I'm afraid he'll be mad at God if this doesn't all work out.
I don't want somebody that doesn't want me. That's just simple. I don't want somebody that doesn't want me.
First of all, I have a little bit of a challenge when people start saying, I was in college, okay, and I went to a Bible college, and I three times had people say, God spoke to me to marry you.
Yeah, buddy.
And I said, really? When he tells me, I'll be sure to let you know.
Yes.
And I didn't marry any of those guys.
No, you didn't.
But a lot of times, especially when we're young, we get a little excited, and some things we think is God is just our own flesh.
Yep.
The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Whoa.
We have a right to be led by the Spirit of God. What is that? The Holy Spirit inside of us, and that's peace. If you don't feel peace about it, don't worry about it. If you do, fine. But, you know, it probably wasn't the wisest thing to lay all your cards out there on the table like that. I mean, if God had spoken to you, then you really believe it's God, you probably would have been better just to stay
quiet.
Keep
that between you and God. It's not to be shared with everybody. God told me something. I don't need to share with everybody.
Yeah. Else. So at this point, I just take a step back and just say, God, you know, I don't know if I missed it or not, but, you know, you have your way. If I did, if I blew it, I know that you can bring this back around if it's meant to be. But if not, God, you
got to let it's just angel sense critical. You got to let God do this. The minute you get involved, God's going to back off.
Yeah, he will.
God will just back completely. Oh, hey, you want to play God? I'll let you play God. I've been doing it for billions of years. But hey, you think you'd like to play God with your life? Go ahead. And you're going to mess up something fierce. You got to let all that stuff. You got to roll your cares over to God. God cares for you. He's like, you just need to get him out of your mind. If it's God, it'll show back up. And I need people to get, well, I'll lose them. You never had them. You can't lose what you never had. Let God be God. You think God doesn't know you want a spouse, you're lonely, you'd like to have somebody? Let God do the picking. He does it a whole lot better than we do.
That is a fact. Joe, our kids are getting older, all out of the house now. They used to be so close when they all lived with us, but they seem to have drifted apart.
Uh-oh.
Is there a way for me to help bring them closer together again, or do I just need to pray and let them figure it out?
Number two. We need to pray and let them figure it out. Now, listen, we used to get together twice a year. I got a big family, six kids. We try to, at Christmas time, we get together for about like 7 or 8 days. Every year I'd pay for it. I'd buy the plane tickets or we rent a car and we get together for 7 or 8 days and hang out, eat stuff and watch movies and go sledding, you know, whatever's going on. And we'd have a good time. But that was the exception, not the norm. The rest of it, Bible says children are a gift from God. Our job is to train them up and give them back to God. Now, people get upset when I say this. I said, listen, I don't care if I never see my kids again. I'll see them in heaven. We're going to live forever together in heaven. We're going to live for eternity in heaven. So down here, it's not that big a deal. I love my kids. Pray for them every day. Pray for them this morning when I got up. Did you see them today? No. Are you going to see them tonight? No. They live in three, four states away. I'm not going to see them. But I love them and I pray for them all the time. And if I talk to them, I'm very friendly. But no, the whole idea is to produce an adult that we're going to build their own life. You got too many people trying to hover this thing. That's not love. That's a mess. I spent my first marriage, I spent 30 years driving three states twice a year to visit family because it was family. It's my parents, it's her parents. And so we never had a vacation for 30 years. Never had a vacation for 30 years. For 30 years, the 2 weeks I had off, I would drive to see our parents. I love my parents. I love her parents. But that wasn't our life, but we gave our life. And within 5 years, we buried everybody. And I thought, what do we do now? Well, they were going to not live forever anyhow. It's like, and we should have had our own life, but we didn't. Now we got memories and we had some fun. We laughed some, we had a lot of free food because grandma would cook all the time. And dad had rods and reels and, you know, stuff we could do, but we never had our own life. So you build your own life. If you have fellowship, enjoy it, but don't make a God out of it. It's not God. God's God. Jump in the middle of that. I know you're thinking.
Oh, well, I have to see my kids. I'm not like Joe. He doesn't have to see them every day, but I try not to every day, but I now that I have a grandchild, it's getting harder and harder. But I think you just have to you do have to let them go and grow up. I mean, there's times now that I have to really watch my tongue and wait for an opening to say something.
Angel's very good. We're all learning. First time as a grandparent, we're learning. Now, we're going to push it. Yeah, we're not going to cross the line. We're probably going to push it a little bit, but we're still learning how to do this, how to do it right, because we want everybody to grow up and be mature and serve God and fear God and have their own life. So we want to be a part of that, but you're the only person going to hear from God. You know when you're pushing it. You know when you're doing too much. And what you don't want to do is push to where kids won't ever invite you over again.
Yeah, where you push them away.
You don't want to do that. So be mindful, be sensitive. God will lead you. You don't know when it's time to go home. You know when it's time. Nah, probably not need to go today.
Today would probably be a good thing. Just call your kids and say, hey, I don't have anything to say. I just want to tell you I love you.
That's it. That's perfect. Oh man, that's perfect.
Sometimes we forget the obvious thing that they need.
Yes.
And
Oh
so
man.
that would be a great
Oh
thing to
man.
do. And just periodically just reach out and say, hey, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
Wondering how your day's going. Like I tried very hard. Now I have a new grandbaby. The instinct is to run in and just grab the kid. So I always say, how are you? Are you doing good? Has there been a challenge with the adjustment? Meantime, I'm trying not to look over.
Yeah.
But I can tell it helps with my daughter. So
Yes.
don't just.
And you'll know yourself. Yeah, I'm being a blessing. And I also know it's like, I think it's time for me to go home.
Yes,
You'll
yes,
know.
yes, yes, yes. If they bring out the vacuum cleaner, it's time for you to go home. I used to have a friend. We'd go to a party, and every time he was ready for everybody to leave, he'd bring out the vacuum cleaner. We all knew that's the signal. Let's
That's the
go.
signal.
Just funny. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to check out all of our great products at joemcgee.com. If you'd like to be interested in partnering with us, we need your partnership. We
Yes,
need
we
your
do.
support.
We do this with our partners' help. We cannot do this without the help of our partners. The equipment we use, being able to reach around the world now because of our podcast, we go places we've never been. We're going around the world, and it's amazing. And so we do that with the help of our partners. So, partners, thank you. And if you'd like to be one, we could certainly use your help.
And pray for us too. We're just believing God that some new doors are opening up, and so just agree with us, please, that
Yes.
that they'll be very effective. And so we love you guys. Have a great week, and send in your prayer request to us as well.
God bless.
Bye.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.